Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode number 49 of the Playoff Push Podcast. I'm your host, Jack Dobbins, and today I'm joined by a very special guest, the newest installation of an incredible baseball legacy, Jaden Fielder. How are we doing today?
Yeah, good. Thank you for having me.
Of course, if you guys couldn't tell, of course, you know, Prince Fielder, Cecil Fielder, those dudes, the third generation in the Brewers system currently, just finished with the ACL season, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's up next for you after the ACL season?
So right now we're doing bridge, which is basically like we play like three times a week. It's pretty much like instructs, just with like more rookie ball, like rehabber guys. So yeah, I'm doing that now. I still have a chance to move, you know, get moved out of here to A ball or high A or wherever they need me. So yeah, just kind of working every day. And shoot, I don't know what's gonna happen. I literally don't know the plan for tomorrow. Like I'm just working every day, so yeah.
That's what matters. You got to keep pushing forward every day.
Yeah,
for you sure. Signed with the Brewers as a free agent in July of 2024, and then in your first professional at bat with the ACL Brewers, you hit a two-run bomb and you drove in four during that game. My first question to you is, what was going through your mind in that moment? You're like, "Wow, I've made it," and then you do that.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, it was an 0-2 count, so I didn't want to strike out my first at bat. That's kind of all I was thinking. But yeah, I was running around the bases, you know, talking to myself, you know, just kind of yelling to myself, just because it took a lot of work. A lot of people had to, you know, kind of get by, you know what I mean? A lot of hating people, but a lot of people that, you know, also supported me. So I think getting that first AB homer out the way definitely, you know, threw a lot of like weight off my shoulders a little bit. So yeah, it was pretty fun.
I'm assuming you saw, you know, a lot of news coverage on that. I think I saw CBS. I think I saw ESPN or something like that. Whole lot of coverage. How did you take that, like, so immediately?
Well, I mean, to be completely honest, I'm kind of used to it just because obviously my dad.
Of course.
Even when I was, you know, a little kid at the All-Star game, I always had my face on, like, you know, the photos and, you know, websites and whatnot. So I was more so happy just because I was happy that, you know, the Brewers were able to like actually see that, you know what I mean? And, you know, I had a lot of the guys who were in the clubhouse, like a lot of the pro guys who were rehabbing, like, "Oh man, that was a cool hit, man." So I was just happy, you know, guys were seeing it, you know, and appreciating it, you know?
Definitely. Got to give a quick shout out to the MLB Draft League. Of course, I work for Trenton, for the people who don't follow the Instagram too much. But you played in the Draft League for the Frederick Keys last year and then followed it up with the Arizona Complex League earlier this year. What was the biggest adjustment you noticed between playing with the Draft League and then into actual affiliated ball?
I'd say for me, honestly, beginning of the Draft League, it was kind of a lot of like, it was like really good arms. It was like high A ball type of arms I was facing. I would say now the only difference is a lot of guys throw a lot harder, like 95, 97 pretty much every day. And when I was in the Draft League, I struggled against like 95 up. And I guess now that's kind of become like my, I'm not going to say specialty, but like I've definitely gotten a lot better at hitting like high velo. So that's like, that's kind of like the first change you have to make, like making that transition. Cause I struggled. And last year when I first got drafted, I had the bridge games. I definitely struggled a little bit, but yeah, this year I definitely worked on that part a lot. And I've definitely got, that's definitely like the biggest adjustment, seeing like fast pitching every day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and the thing with Draft League is that, you know, some of those guys have a few college seasons under their belt. And I believe, despite you committing to, I believe, North Florida, if I remember properly, yes. I don't think you played a college game. You went right from high school to the Draft League and then to the Complex League. So a lot of guys had a couple more years on you, and you still were able to hold your own. You got signed. That's what matters, man.
Yeah, for sure. There was a lot of – there was a few – I think I faced a few, like, 24-year-olds. Like, there was some
– Yeah.
There was some – uh-oh. Yeah, there was a lot of like, there was some high A arms. I'm telling you, there were some good arms in there. Definitely was.
So between Frederick and the ACL Brewers, you've played second base, you've played third base, and you've played left field as far as I was able to tell. You bat left, you throw right. You're 6'1", 210, so a very different build than the two generations before you. How has your athleticism really helped you adapt defensively across those positions, and where do you see yourself long term?
Yeah, I'd say at least the organization, from the organization standpoint, obviously there's a lot of, prospects in the Brewers organization. So it definitely, especially, being undrafted, they were like, yeah, we got left field. I mean, if you're trying to play, man, me, I don't care where it's at, to be honest, as long as I get to be in that lineup and, hit and just be on the field every day, I don't mind it. So I think being athletic, knowing how to move, definitely has helped me because, I've definitely feel like before I'd be like, I don't know if I can do that, to be completely honest. But now it's kind of, I know that I'm fast enough, I can move well enough to where I can play outfield or whatever infield position. But yeah, I definitely see myself as second base long term. I feel like I'm a pretty decent, I'm pretty decent all around, but second base seems, that's like my favorite, but to be honest, wherever they need me is where I'll be. So
Is there
doesn't
anyone
matter.
coming up at second base that you took inspiration with?
Like it, within the Brewers organization?
Just in general. I mean, if you
Oh
want to
yeah.
say Ricky, you can say Ricky by all means.
Oh yeah. Well, obviously Ricky actually taught me, like, my first, like, when I was first learning second base, when I was younger, he was like one of the first guys to really like show me drills and like things like how to actually move around like second. So yeah, I'd definitely say Ricky and yeah, Robinson Cano. Those are definitely
Okay.
my two favorites, yeah.
Cano with the sweet swing, Ricky with a home run derby of his own somehow.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a power hitter, but I mean he got the bid. That's all you
He got
need
a few, he got a
sometimes.
few, I think he had a 30 homer a year,
Did
something
he?
like that. I think so. I think
Oh,
so.
I'm unaware. I should probably check that after
He's
this.
got power. I'll tell you that. He's got power. He's got
Okay. Speaking
power.
of power, of course, when they think of your family lineage with your grandfather and your father, obviously home runs. I believe both finished with 319. Is that the right number? Okay,
Yes.
cool. But you've mentioned in a previous interview that you focus more on getting on base, making contact, driving it into the gaps, rather than relying solely on power. How did you develop the philosophy, especially when it differentiates from the people before you?
My dad always kind of told me that, like, home runs will, you'll hit home runs. Like, you are strong, you'll hit the home runs. So our philosophy, like, with me and my dad, we're always like, let's get base hits and then oops, there goes a homer. Not let's try to hit homers and then oh, there's a hit. You know what I mean? Like, we're always trying to hit, hard, medium, high line drives, but you mostly just want to square it up as best as you can every time. You know what I mean? So that if you miss it, it's a homer versus hitting a homer every 10 at bats with, and that's your only hit. You know what I mean? I feel like I've got some decent speed, so I don't want to waste that,
Yeah.
just swinging for the fences every time. So yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My next question would be, like, if a fan came to see you play for the first time, what's one thing you'd want them to take from your game?
Just that every pitch, I kind of, my dad actually told me this. He's like, whether you go 0 for 5 or 5 for 5, everyone who watches you should see that it's a show. You know what I mean? Like, if you're 0 for 5, every single at bat was, oh, I'm taking good. I hit a liner 105, but it was out. You know what I mean? And if you go 5 for 5, you get great at bats. You're hustling, you're running. I pretty much just always want whoever sees me play this. They'll always say I'm going 100%, like no matter what. That's really like, that's something I always live by, especially because I am like smaller than, my dad and my grandpa. I always have to go 100%, no matter what. No matter what it is, like 100%.
Effort's the best, type of workout, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
When you get to the majors, if you could meet like one player to just talk ball with, who would it be? Let's just do
Shohei.
current players. Shohei?
Shohei, Soto. I've talked a little bit with Judge, but definitely Judge too, though. I'd say those
Man,
three. Yeah.
that's the dream right there. Judge, I mean,
Yeah.
I've grown up a Yankee fan. And actually, I usually wear my Judge jersey for the recordings, but I
Right.
left it at my friend's shore house last week. So
Ah,
he'll be
man.
coming over soon to get it back to me.
Right.
So speaking of course, Prince, you grew up like in those professional clubhouses, especially in Milwaukee. Can you describe what your early baseball memories were like being around that environment from such a young age at such a high level?
Yeah, they were always like, especially because my dad was like, a cooler guy. Everyone kind of like welcomed me instantly, like I remember I feel like the earliest memory I have is, well, the earliest memory I have is playing with Monster Trucks with Corey Hart's kid, Matthew Hart. We would play just Monster Trucks in the dirt while my dad's, on the field or whatever. But I do remember, it was I was doing the base running drills, and they would slide with the tarp, and it was my turn. They actually let me do it, and I was running to do it. But Ricky Weeks came out and he screamed at me like to scare me, and he made me cry, and I didn't get to slide. So and everyone was like, "Ricky, what are you doing?" I don't know why I was crying, but I guess that scared me. Yeah, I think that was like the earliest memory I had. I was like 5, maybe something like that.
Like
Five.
you're like an on the field drill. He just comes out of nowhere and just screams.
Yeah, because I was running after him, and then yeah, he's like, "Hey, hey." And then that just spooks me for some reason. Yeah.
That's
Oh
insane.
man.
That is crazy. That was such a like those Brewers teams were so loaded, man. We
That
may or may not be the little mini game I have at the end involving that, but man, that's such like a loaded team. Like you just Ricky Weeks and Corey Hart so casually. He was at the what was it? Like the Brewers alumni thing a couple weeks ago, hitting bombs still. Did he talk to you about how that was?
My dad?
Yeah. Oh, were
He's, I
you there?
mean,
I don't know if you were there, but
no, I was like, I could have, but like, it was like right after, I think it was like right after a game or something.
oh, I gotcha.
It was like, yeah, it was gonna be like crazy flying back, so I couldn't do it. But yeah, he said it was fun. I mean, I didn't know that they were gonna be playing like doing the Home Run Derby on like the field. I thought it was gonna be like a little like fence to help him
Yeah,
out a little
like the
bit.
softball game they have
Yeah,
at
like
the All-Star game.
something. Yeah,
But no,
something.
just
That was,
taters all over the field.
yeah, because I was like, dude, I told my dad, like, dang, you're really swinging hard. Like, you guys have to swing hard. Like, that's actually kind of crazy. Yeah, I was pretty surprised. I was kind of impressed by everybody, to be honest, especially Niger Morgan. I saw Niger
Yeah.
had a few pumps too. I mean, that's
It was
impressive.
like everyone was back. Like Jimmy Nelson was back there. Like I was texting him afterwards. I was like, "Yo, like how was that?" And he was like, "It's pretty cool." And he like posted all the photos from it.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. That was pretty cool. I hope they do it again soon because I'm trying to go and see that next time.
Is the ballpark nice up in Milwaukee? I've never actually been. My friend's like a die my best friend's like a diehard Brewer fan,
Yeah,
but he's been there all the
it's real
time.
nice. It's real nice. It's like a how do you, it's like a it's not a small like field, but like the way that the fans and all this like the seats are, it feels like a little like
Like tighter than it is.
yeah, like it feels like a little like gladiator dome, like in a
Oh,
good
like a
way.
Coliseum?
That's what I really like. I'm
Really?
excited to play that. Yeah, it's nice. It's nice, and the ball flies too, so it's hitter friendly for sure.
Have you had experiences with like the other minor league levels, like the guys ahead of you in A ball and high A and double A and triple A? Do you
Say
like
again.
do the teams interact between like rookie between like the ACL league and then the A ball, high A, double
Oh, like
A?
the other Brewers players,
Yeah,
you're
like
saying?
is there any like events where all of you go into one like building your area, or is it just you're stuck in Arizona and the rest are up in the Midwest?
It's usually like in spring training, everyone's obviously back, so that's kind of when everyone like talks and stuff. Nah, I don't think there's anything like, nah, because everyone's pretty far away.
Yeah,
Like,
it's so split apart.
yeah. So I would say like during spring training and instructs, that's when everyone gets back and hangs out and stuff.
I feel like it'd be easy over here because I'm like right outside of Philadelphia, and you have the Phillies in Philadelphia. Then you got Allentown, like an hour north. You got Reading, like an hour west, and like
Yeah,
all the teams that are in general area.
that's how the Diamondbacks are. All the Arizona Diamondbacks affiliates are all in Arizona. So like,
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. So yeah, I'm pretty sure they all talk with each other. But yeah, Milwaukee, it's Carolina, Wisconsin, Nashville, Biloxi.
Yeah,
It's
it's like all over the place.
exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Man. I have another question for you. This one's my favorite one that I was preparing for this interview. So I found an article on MLB.com from Adam McAlvey, and he quoted your father saying, "I always talked baseball with him. I watched my videos with him to see what I was doing wrong. I asked him to help me. He's always been in it." So my question to you is, how many times did you give your six-time All-Star father hitting advice as a kid?
I'm not gonna lie, it was more so like he would be like, "Hey, let's go hit real quick." And then like he would be throwing to me and be like throwing while like really watching me, you know what I'm saying? And then I think he would just look at me swing and just kind of like go off of that. You know what I mean? He was more so, he's most like a visual like watcher for sure. Yeah. Plus, because I always copied him, so I think I copied him in the way that I could, and then he looked at what I did, copying him, and then tried to like copy me. It was like a cycle of copying, pretty much. Yeah.
Because it was a very in-depth article, and when I first found it, I was like, whoa, would you look at this?
Yeah. We talk hidden like all the time. So I mean, even to this day, we're always talking hidden. So yeah.
Is there like so you like purposely tried to make your swing to somewhat resemble his? Like, is that just natural, or did you like have to think to do it?
Nah, it's kind of like I watched a lot of his highlights. I'd like even to this day, I'll just watch a highlight because I know just by default my swing is gonna look like his just because I've always watched his swing. That's like my favorite swing. So no matter what, I don't try to do it, but I remember I watched actually my one like my first high school homer, I watched he had a home run against the Mariners and he hit it and like held his bat up here. And just the way he, there was a photo of it, and the photo stuck in my mind. And then my first home run in high school, I
You did
had
the same thing.
the exact same thing, like without even thinking about it. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Like I wanted to do that, but like it
It's
just
like the same
so
thing you did.
exactly. Yeah.
That's
Yeah. I've
pretty
got,
sick. All right, so you ready for the fun little mini game to close it
yeah.
out?
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's
So I
do
did
it.
this, I've only done this one time before, and it was with Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie.
Okay.
So I'm gonna want you to blind rank your father's 2011 Brewers teammates. I got five guys. You don't know who's coming next.
Got you,
All
got you.
right. We're leading off with Corey Hart.
All
I
right.
understand you probably love all these guys. So,
Yeah, I mean, I gotta include Hart's kids too. I was like
right.
literally like I was like a family member to them when they were here. Shoot. I gotta go like I'll go number two.
You'll go two.
Yeah.
All right. Next, we got Ryan Braun, who had the most WAR that season.
Ryan Braun. I'm gonna go four with Braun. I'm gonna go
Go
four.
four with him.
Yeah.
All righty. Lucroy.
Dude, Lucroy's cool. I go three with Lucroy. Shoot, yeah, number three.
Four is Ricky.
Oh yeah, Ricky, I'll go number one then. Yeah,
And then five is Gomez.
dude, Gomez is my guy. Yeah, because he came and played with the Rangers when my dad was. No, I think he came after my dad retired. But yeah, that's our guy. Yeah,
Really?
Gomez.
I mean, to be fair, all these guys could probably be one in a certain situation.
Yeah, but Gomez is funny too. Ah, shoot. It sucks putting Gomez. I mean, I gotta put him five, but that's my guy though. I
Yeah,
love
I mean,
Gomez.
I always love the blind ranking things because I was like, you gotta put them in a random order just to see where it goes.
Oh man.
So, one more thing actually that I just wanted to say about Ryan Braun. I just wanted you to elaborate. Like, what was your experience like with him when, your father and him overlapped in Milwaukee?
I didn't really talk much to Bron. He was kind of this is before he had his he's got a few little kids now. So this is before, to be honest, I was hanging out with Giovanni's son,
Del
I mean
Gallardo?
Gallardo's son and Corey's son. Like we were just in the
That
family
was
room.
it. That was the
Yeah.
trio. That was the click.
Yeah. So I would see Bron Bronny here and there. I think he took us to like I think he had a restaurant or something in Milwaukee
Like, he
that we
owned a
went to.
restaurant?
I believe so. I think it was I
Really?
believe so,
He
yeah.
had the money for it. That's for sure.
But yeah, I remember Bron was always, focused. At least when I was little, I just imagined him being like focused. I didn't want to like mess with him too much. So, but yeah, he was cool though. Yeah, he was cool for sure.
And Gomez too. Now I want to hear it.
Yeah, Gomez is cool. Gomez is cool. I mean, I'd say he's like the Spanish version of my dad. Like he's pretty fun. Like
Really?
he's a cool dude. Yeah, he's pretty funny too.
Whew.
Yeah.
Man,
Yeah, see.
that team was something.
You didn't see Gomez and my dad just talking the whole time in the Home Run Derby alumni thing?
I just saw like the clips on social
Ah,
media. I didn't actually like watch it. Was it streamed?
yeah, it was stream,
Was
yeah.
it really? Oh my God. Yeah, I missed that. I just saw like, the clips that were posted of him hitting absolute nukes.
I get
If it
that.
wasn't posted by like CBS or Jimmy Nelson, I probably didn't see
Yeah. Right. I
it.
get that. I get that.
Oh my God, man. Just one question to close it out. What are your aspirations for next year?
Next year, I mean, shoot, I'm always just trying to get to the big leagues, obviously. I know that's obviously a crazy thing to say for next year, but just, earning my spot, earning my way up. I am undrafted, so I understand I have to, really do what I got to do every time I get to the plate. So, and every time on defense as well, because I know Brewers are really big on, defense and stuff like that. So, yeah, just working hard every day. Hopefully I move up. I don't know how it's gonna go, but I feel like if I keep just, doing what I'm doing, getting better every single day, then who knows? You know what I mean?
That
So.
sounds good to me. Sounds great. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to episode number 49 of the Playoff Push Podcast. Any final words?
Go Brewers.
There we go. That'll do it. Thank you guys for tuning in to episode number 49. I'm your host, Jack Dobbins, and have a great rest of your day.